the Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2014 is to be awarded to Kailash Satyarthi and Malala Yousafzai.
For the past 6 years, committee chair Torbjørn Jagland has told the world who the Norwegian Nobel Committee has chosen to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. This could be his last. He's one of three on the five-member committee up for election after this year's award.
In conflict-ridden areas in particular, the violence of children leads to the continuation of violence from generation to generation.
If he goes, his replacement is likely to be another retired politician, chosen by Norway's parliament, as requested by Alfred Nobel in his will. Jagland is a former prime minister and former leader of the Labour Party. Such close links to political Norway has in recent years begun to obscure the fact that the Nobel Committee is independent and chooses Nobel winners without political interference. It's 2010, and a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman tells a press conference that Norway must respect other countries' judicial systems. It will be difficult to maintain the good relationship between the two countries, she says. Why? Because the Norwegian Nobel Committee had just awarded the Peace Prize to jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo. Beijing was furious and cut all political contacts and ditched trade agreements. To this day, Norway has no political links with the world's largest country, all because of the Nobel Committee's decision.
I can easily understand it's very difficult for people abroad to see that the Nobel Committee is totally independent, but in my view it is.
Asle Sveen is an expert on the Nobel Peace Prize and author of a book detailing the prize's 113 years history. I caught up with him at this year's announcement at the Nobel Institute.
Well, it's obviously hard to see the distinction when you see the ceremony. Then you have the king sitting in front of the Nobel Peace Prize winner in the town hall, and the government members also. And for instance, when you have a very popular winner, the government officials, they almost come running to greet the Peace Prize winner.
Hello, I'm here to see Christian Berg-Hopviken.
Some say it's high time to introduce fresh faces to the Nobel Committee, perhaps even some foreigners. Christian Berg-Hopviken heads the Norwegian Peace Research Institute, which is not linked to the Nobel Institute.
The parliament, they should take it upon themselves to think comprehensively about how a committee should be composed and appoint a combination of former politicians, foreign policy commentators, perhaps seasoned analysts and representatives from civil society, people who have special competence and interest in the very issues that the committee is set up to manage. Personally, I think that is a good idea, but the resistance in Norway is tall.
Well, here's the committee meeting room, 6 chairs, the 5 members of the committee, and then myself.
Geir Lundestad has been the Nobel Committee's secretary for 25 years and has seen committee members come and go. The committee is and has always been completely independent, he says, but...
I have no difficulty in understanding intellectually China's point of view, but in the case of Liu Xiaobo, it has become clear that the Norwegian government was opposed to giving a prize to a Chinese dissident.
Would you welcome the idea of introducing foreign members to the committee?
Well, how can you be against foreign members? I mean, Norwegians constitute less than 0.1% of the world's population. I mean, there are brilliant people out there in the world among the remaining 99.9%. But there are many practical challenges. I mean, who would, for instance, be willing to offend China? I think very few of the highest caliber international civil servants.
There's no doubt the world is watching the Nobel Peace Prize every year, and some countries, perhaps more than others, also take an interest in how the Nobel Committee is composed. But do Norwegians themselves care who sits on that committee?
It's okay like it is today, I think. I've been very good so far, so why
change.
Do you care who sits on that committee?
Yeah, of course I care, but I think it's a great committee.
You think it's worked well so far?
Yeah, of course. They are independent, and that's the major thing, I think, about the Nobel Prize. So I think they are doing a great job, actually. So
if we have a more independent, if the parliament could appoint a more independent committee, it might enhance its respect. So I think they should do that.
When Malala Yousafzai and Kailash Satyarthi arrived to the toll of the Oslo City Hall bells in December for the award ceremony, the focus will be on them and their good work. But come January, the new Nobel Committee will be announced, and the debate over who should or should not be on it will no doubt reignite. Lars Bevanger, DW, Oslo.